Dear Chair, dear delegates, thank you very much for the opportunity as a member state to discuss a little bit about our experience. So first of all, in the Netherlands, we have performed environmental surveillance for many years. For instance, pathogens in source waters, to be able to monitor the water quality for drinking water production. That has helped us greatly. Moreover, as was mentioned, sewage surveillance for instance, polio and antimicrobial resistance were already in place before the onset of the COVID pandemic. Great benefits of sewage surveillance are the contribution to polio eradication, detecting circulation of the virus where there are no clinical cases, which makes other surveillance systems less sensitive. And also informing us on another silent pandemic, antimicrobial resistance, and we can detect bacteria that are insensitive to treatment with antibiotics that are circulating in our populations. In COVID-19, waves of infections could be established early, even before the first cases occurred in the Netherlands. And also we were able to provide information on the expected numbers of hospitalizations and the required healthcare availability, which was very important in controlling the pandemic. If you ask me about the success factors in implementing sewage surveillance for COVID in the Netherlands, we had five. Very quickly, there was a strong support from our CDC director and the Minister of Health, who promoted the program setup at our National Institute for Public Health and the Environment, which enabled us to integrate research and advice on environmental pollution with public health and also infectious disease prevention and control, which was essential. Moreover, our water boards were 21 in all, are a very well-organized sector, so that was the second success factor. I think the third success factor, of course, is that our Netherlands is well-sewered. So I don't know if that's a word, well-sewered.
Why not?
It's a new word, I think. With over 99% of connections, which is a challenge that we take into account when we build capacity bilaterally. In other countries, because we know that this is a very high level of connections as compared to some of the other countries. And also when we contribute as a WHO collaborating center on risk assessment of pathogens in food and water to guidance documents and Q&As. As a fourth point, we were encouraged to add the data on SARS-CoV-2 on open data platforms, actually the Corona dashboard of our Ministry of Health for communication to the public. And we feel that targeted communication is essential to support public health. It should be really targeted to the different stakeholders. And last but not least, I feel the fifth success factor, the infrastructure of sewage surveillance is strongly underpinned in the Netherlands with a 5-year legal agreement between the Ministry of Health, the 21 water boards, and RIVM for COVID and beyond COVID. And this is further supported, of course, by the draft revision of the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive, adding Article 17 on wastewater surveillance, moving to polio, influenza, and substances of emerging concern. It is important to prioritize determinants for which the sewage surveillance can really aid public health, for which we are developing a framework. And we feel that it's very important to take into account ethical considerations and think about the numbers of collections and privacy of households. I think we strongly support regional capacity building. We believe there's a need for education of both water and health professionals in this field. But we also feel that surveillance is not the only thing, so we should not just monitor, but also provide solutions. And we think that by using the outcomes of sewage surveillance as input for integrated water and sanitation safety plans is really useful. So we'd like to connect these capacity building activities. So in short, we should promote education and capacity building, governance and ownership, communication that should be targeted and provide solutions all for the success of sewage surveillance for public health. Thank you.